And with us today is John Look, the administrator for the Iosco Medical Care Facility. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Glad to be here as always.
Glad to have you on. Well, COVID-19 and crazy times for sure. We've talked in the past about this. So what can you share with our listeners now about the medical care facility today and any new developments related to the pandemic, John?
First off, I'd like to say thank you to everyone in the community for their support of our residents and staff alike as we continue our journey of change due to the COVID-19 virus. I'd also like to stress that the Iosco Medical Care Facility, we remain open for business. We are providing safe resident cares, not only to our current residents, but we are open for new admissions as well. We continue to admit individuals that may need help with various activities of daily living, dementia care, and short and long-term rehabilitation.
All right. Now, we've heard a lot about the vulnerability of nursing home residents in the media. Can you share a little bit about what Iosco Med's doing for protection of your residents?
Certainly I can, Kevin. I think it's important to note that all of our staff are trained on infection prevention when they are hired. We continue to reinforce that training via in-service education and visual surveillance. We always follow CDC guidelines for personal protective equipment use, including gloves, goggles, gowns, and face masks. Our housekeeping department is cleaning several times per day, disinfecting the doors, the floors, our handrails, and other high-contact areas. Our attending physician and psychiatrist are back seeing patients face-to-face. They, too, utilize the appropriate personal protective equipment. This equipment protects our patients from them, as well as themselves from our patients. All new admissions are placed on a 14-day precautionary quarantine. We also offer all new admits a COVID-19 test. We have been fortunate and have had to care for no positive COVID patients yet.
Yeah.
We understand the risks of COVID-19 and realize that there is potential for its entry into any long-term care facility, including the Iosco Medical Care Facility. We have been testing our staff on a weekly basis since the end of June. Once again, we've been fortunate and have found no new positive staff as of lately. We believe in open communications. We post various COVID-19 statistics on our Facebook page, as well as about the facility. We provide weekly phone calls to all our families, updating them on the facility statistics, as well as other important information.
All right, John. So tell us, what, if any, effect then COVID-19 has had on residents of the Iosco Medical Care Facility?
Certainly, Kevin. As I'm sure people have heard, Governor Whitmer has issued several executive orders restricting visitation to skilled nursing facilities. Her most recent order, 2020-156, was signed on July 23rd. That restricts visitation through August 31st of 2020. It's unfortunate. Our patients and families have gone 5 months without physical contact with one another. We do try to facilitate window visits, virtual visits, and phone calls. However, that isn't the same as sitting in a room with someone, sharing a sofa, holding a hand, or offering a hug. I think we all can agree that the lack of visitation can have a negative impact to human well-being. It should be noted that our residents have also been restricted from participating in communal dining services and group activities since March. They are truly missing social interaction. Our staff have been doing an excellent job of trying to fill that family void for our residents. Staff can be found accompanying residents outside, sharing a story, or a laugh, or a song. Our activity department has been doing a good job of creating individual activities for residents, as well as some group activities via overhead paging and doorway games. More recently, we are working diligently on collecting fresh flowers so that each resident in the facility may get a fresh bouquet for their respective rooms. This truly has been and continues to be a long summer for everyone.
Well, it sounds like the staff is working hard and going above and beyond, John, and that's not surprising. It's just some great news for you guys.
Yeah, if I could, I'd just like to take a minute and thank all the staff of the Iosco Medical Care Facility, Kevin. Obviously, our nurses and CNAs deserve a big thanks for their efforts of providing hands-on resident cares. Our support departments, like activities, administration, dietary, housekeeping, laundry, maintenance, social services, and therapy, have all stepped up during this pandemic as well. Every employee in our facility has experienced some form of change in their job duties. Obviously, with change comes anxiety, stress, and even fear. Our staff have done an outstanding job of managing these new feelings while still providing the good care our residents deserve. Our buildings are clean. We've been making sure that there's adequate supplies and PPP available for all of our staff to keep each other safe. This is something everyone should be proud of.
Indeed. Good job to you and your staff, John, as always. Now, is there anything the community can do to help with this fight against COVID-19?
Actually, yes, there is, Kevin. By controlling the spread of the virus in the community, we are reducing the chances of it entering our building. We ask that the members of the community wear their masks, practice good hand hygiene, and social distance when appropriate. By working together in the outer community, we can help protect our inner community and continue to keep Iosco County a safe place to live, work, and play for everyone.
Yeah, John, well, you and your staff stay safe, and we appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Stay safe as well.
John Look, administrator at the Iosco Medical Care Facility, joining us.